This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Over the past year, critical stories about Amazon have been popping up all over the place. A few choice headlines include, Amazon is killing my sex life. Amazon's ruthless practices are crushing Main Street. And in the New Republic magazine, Franklin Foer went so far as to call Amazon a monopoly that needs to be stopped. So should we be scared of our local e-commerce giant? Well, Felix Salmon is a financial commentator and senior editor for the news network Fusion. He says Amazon is not a monopoly.
So a monopoly is basically where one company controls a market, has price-setting power, can raise prices, and because you're more or less forced to deal with that company, you have no choice but to pay more. Is Amazon a monopoly in that sense? And the simple answer is no, that it's not. It is, however, it is a monopsony. A monopsony is a market where you can have multiple sellers but only one buyer. And increasingly in the books market, this is what we have. There are a bunch of different publishers, five or six big publishers in the world, and Amazon, a single buyer, really negotiating hard with them to force them to cut their prices and to share their profits with Amazon. Is it illegal to be a monopsony? No, it's actually not.
Well, how big of a threat is Amazon to publishers and the book industry at large?
This is a little bit to be determined. The publishers and Amazon have been fighting very hard and negotiating very hard for many years. The publishers completely failed to develop an e-book market on their own because they were so wedded to the hardback book market and the paperback book market, they feared that e-books would somehow hurt that market, which of course they did. And they left this whopping great big gap for Amazon to come in. And so now Amazon completely dominates the ebook market, and it has a very, very large part of the physical book market as well. So what you have is a big company, much like Apple in electronics or Walmart in other kinds of retailing, which can drive an incredibly hard bargain with its suppliers. And in this case, the suppliers are publishers. As I say, the reason why we hear much more about Amazon than we do about Walmart or Apple driving hard bargains is because public discourse is dominated to a very, very large degree by published authors. The people who dominate newspaper columns and the airwaves and even radio shows, a lot of them have written books, and they're very close to the publishing industry, and their houses are full of books, and they feel that books have a special place in society. What they want is a monopoly, which is kind of weird. What they want is for publishers to have price-setting power. But it is ultimately a relatively small group of people who are driving this particular subset of the discourse.
I'm speaking with Felix Salmon, financial writer and commentator. Of course, it's not just books. You can buy just about everything at Amazon, cat brushes, groceries. Do we know what kind of effect Amazon has had on brick-and-mortar retail?
Well, one thing it's had is the ability for those brick-and-mortar retail stores to sell their stuff online. One of the great arguments that Amazon is not a monopoly is precisely that it's opened up its platform to thousands of small merchants. You can go to Amazon and you can find books being sold by thousands of booksellers. You can go on Amazon and you can find cat brushes being sold by thousands of different cat brush sellers. What it's doing is it's giving brick-and-mortar retail stores the ability to do exactly what Amazon did and reach people all over the country and then ship their wares to them. So I'm not convinced that in aggregate Amazon is bad for your local store. And if it is, then that's, frankly, the internet's fault more than it is Amazon's in particular. Someone's going to do that.
And how about customers? Has Amazon been good for customers, bad for consumer interests? How do we measure that?
I can't imagine that anyone would believe that Amazon is anything but excellent for customers. It used to be incredibly hard to find obscure books. Now it's incredibly easy. And not just in obscure books. As you say, Amazon sells just about anything. And it's made billions of dollars in revenue, if not in profits, from what's known as the long tail, this massive amount of stuff that it sells. Consumers are really benefiting here.
Felix Salmon is our guest. He's a senior editor at Fusion. People see Amazon as a dominating company, but they're not actually raking in much profit at Amazon. Here's what former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer told Charlie Rose.
They make no money, Charlie. In my world, you're not a real business until you make some money. I mean, I have a hard time with businesses that don't make money at some point.
So why does Amazon, without earning profits, have such clout?
Well, Amazon, what it does is it does what businesses are actually meant to do and what Microsoft didn't do, which is it takes the earnings from its profitable businesses and it invests those earnings in becoming bigger and growing. And the stock market has definitely rewarded it for that. What Microsoft did is it created these two massive great products. One was called Office and the other one was called Windows. But that profit was never reinvested. And when the PC market kind of started dwindling away and being replaced by web-based markets and phones and that kind of thing, Microsoft was not there because it hadn't invested in those things. Whereas Amazon takes all of the money that it makes from selling books and other things, and it invests it in new things like the cloud and maybe even or the Kindle or maybe even trying to make its own phone. Now, the phone didn't take off in the end, but it's always better, I think, to try and invest in new ways of growing than it is to just sit there and say, hey, look at me, I'm making money.
So is this fear of Amazon really of Amazon, or is it a fear of something that Amazon represents?
I think the general public is quite rationally afraid of putting its eggs in too few baskets. It's exactly the same as the fear behind Google and the fear behind Apple and the fear behind Facebook and, frankly, even the fear behind big government and the NSA and everything that has been revealed by Edward Snowden. You know, it's a fear of things which are very large and which we don't know what they know and which have information that can potentially be quite harmful in the wrong hands.
Felix Salmon is a senior editor for the news network Fusion. You can read all of our coverage of Amazon.com. Just go to KUOW.org and search for Amazon. This is The Record.